Africa needs Jesus. Give a radio and give hope. Many parts of Africa do not have the means of connecting to the internet. So join with the Truth Network and Transworld Radio to put the Word of God straight into the hands of those most in need in Africa. Visit truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner or call 888-988-5656 to pledge your gift to put a wind-up radio into the grateful hands of people desperately in need.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Well, we have an Easter Eve treat for you today on Kingdom Pursuits. We're not live today, so there's no need to call in. But we are excited about what we're going to talk about because, you know, Saturday before Easter is an amazing day in so many different ways. And we got an amazing program for you today. We've got Kelly Gilbert with Transworld Radio, and she is like the radio coordinator for Transworld Radio. And you may have noticed that for the last month or so, we have been partnering with Transworld Radio because Africa needs Jesus. And what a wonderful thing that we're bringing these wind-up radios to Africa, just like you enjoy the programming on the Truth Network. Thanks to Transworld Radio, they have a way to do that all over Africa, right, Kelly?
That's right. We have multiple broadcasting sites in the country of Africa. We broadcast from South Africa, in Eswatini, which is formerly Swaziland, Malawi, Kenya, West Africa, cover Nigeria. There's more to do. We're really excited about expanding the ministry there. In fact, we've just started expanding the Ivory Coast area, and people are excited about being able to listen to the radio to hear the good news of Jesus. A lot of people, it's the only way to hear the gospel in their heart language. So it's of vital importance for these people to have access to the radio and have access to God's word through the radio as well.
Yeah, just like you listening, you know, you get to enjoy the Truth Network. Well, they have stuff in their own languages. And, you know, one of the coolest things I've always thought is you guys have this signal, I understand, in North Africa that actually Hitler, some crazy transmitter that like a million watt something that Hitler used to broadcast his propaganda on now has got Jesus going out across North Africa, right?
Back when... Monte Carlo is where that was built, and we broadcasted from there for a really long time. And it was just amazing to see how God took something that was made for, you know, evil and ended up, you know, being able to use it for good. And I mean, that's the way God works. And it's amazing to see how, you know, he brings us along for the ride. He uses us to spread his word and through ways that we could never have come up with on our own or made happen, and he works in amazing ways, that's for sure.
Yeah, so broadcasting is actually just half of the equation, maybe not half, but you know, you got to be able to receive it, and that's part of what this program or what we're going to be talking about today is we're raising money for people to get these wind-up radios where they could be out in the field and, right, they don't need electricity. They can get the broadcasts, and as it turns out, they often share that with lots of people in their villages, right?
That's right. We were able to take a trip to Africa a few years ago and distribute these wind-up radios and to meet people who said, oh, I don't have one, but I listen to my neighbors, or we gather together to listen to the radio. It's only one person in the village full of people has one. And to be have that shared around, it's a really special thing. And yes, we're broadcasting the signal, but radios, they're expensive. These people, it's sometimes more than a month of what they earn to be able to buy a radio. And that would take a long time to save up for and to be able to, if they could even save for something like that. And then As you mentioned, these are wind-up radios, so they don't need electricity, and electricity can be really scarce in parts of Africa. It doesn't need fresh batteries. It's a wind-up radio. So it's a very useful gift, and it's practical in that way as well. It's not like we're giving them something that they then have to spend money on to maintain and be able to use. No, it's a wind-up radio, and they just turn the crank on the side. It charges the battery for a couple of hours, and they can listen. They can hear God's word. They can share it with others as well, invite people to listen. And it really does change lives because it's the gospel, and the gospel changes life. And these radios, it's just $50 each for us to send one of those radios to someone in Africa. And you could impact one person. You could impact a family, a community. Who knows how God's going to use that gift.
And you guys got a special phone number, right? Right?
That's right.
For today that people call in, you've got operators standing by, right?
That's right. 888-988-5656. That's 888-988-5656. It's $50 per radio. So maybe you're like, I can do a radio. That's something I can easily do. Or maybe you, God bless you, and you could do 10 radios. Maybe you could do more than that. Whatever it is that you can do, we would love to get more radios into the hands of people in Africa so they can receive the good news of Jesus. It's going out over the airwaves across the continent thanks to TWR and our partner ministries that are just excited and passionate about getting God's word out there.
Yeah, and I think it's really hard for us to fathom, you know, a world without electricity, but I've got a good friend, well, actually friends in our neighborhood. They had some exchange students from Africa, and the girl recently went back, and she was getting ready to come back and go to college, but they can't even connect with her by her cell phone, which she had, or her laptop, because the electricity keeps going out in their hometown, and they can't even charge their phone. They can't even charge their laptop. And so, you know, it's only sparingly that they're able to get that stuff, because even those that have electricity don't necessarily have it all the time. And so to have something like this is really, really helpful, and, you know, gives them a something to turn to, you know, during the day. It's wonderful.
It is. And I mean, even in countries like South Africa, where it's built up a little bit more, they have times throughout the day where the power is cut off and no one has power for hours at a time. And, you know, that's just the reality there. There's a need, and it's a need that we can meet. There's a need for the gospel, and technology is something that we can use to make sure people are able to access it. And one of the things about radio is in a lot of these countries, people can't read, or we went to and visited a blind school, and they don't have the resources to meet people with needs like that. But a radio can. A radio is something that can be used to reach people in their heart language with the message of the gospel in ways that they can't access it otherwise.
Right. Faith comes by hearing, right? And and that, you know, what an amazing thing. So you actually got to go to Africa here, you said, year before last?
It was back in 2019, so it's been almost 4 years. And we were in South Africa for a bit, and then got to go over to the country of Malawi, where we have a network of FM stations there. I think we're about 13 different signals from that station now, covering most of the country of Africa, and most of that country in Africa, the country of Malawi. People love that ministry there. They're very popular. Probably, I think it's 2/3 of the population listens to TWR in Malawi. And that ministry is run entirely by people from Malawi, people who grew up listening to TWR and love the ministry and want to further it and support it because it's made an impact in their life, and they want to see it make an impact in others as well.
Yeah, wow. And so did you have a chance to engage with any of the families there?
Yeah, so we were able to travel around with Victor, who heads up the ministry there, meet his wife, and spend some time with them and his son. And then through that, we traveled around to different villages to distribute radios. So we got to hand radios out to people who had been selected by churches. So there were churches in these villages we went to, and the pastors or elders were asked, you know, who there needs a radio? Who doesn't have one? Who are you trying to reach that would really benefit from having a radio, can't afford one, doesn't have one? And so those people came, and we were able to give them radios. and just tell them about them and explain the importance of them, and meeting the people at those spots that helped organize those events was truly precious, because most of those people, I mean, all those people were people who had, as I said, grew up listening to TWR, had come to know the Lord from listening to TWR themselves, so understand the power of God using radio to reach people, and wanted to see that continue. Wow. And became TWR ambassadors in their villages, promoting the ministry, sharing it with others, and wanting people to come to Christ.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. That number again, we're going to give it, is 888-988-5656. That's 888-988-5656. Of course, you can just go to truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner. We'll be right back with a lot more from Kelly Gilbert and Trans World Radio.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And how fun today, somebody that has a passion for radio and even radios. So Africa Needs Jesus. You've heard that on the Truth Network. And today we've got Kelly Gilbert with Trans World Radio. And Kelly's, heading up this radio project to where we're trying to get these wind-up radios into the hands of as many folks, because, they got transmitters all over the place in Africa, but in order for people to get it, they've got to be able to receive it. And so by your partnering with the Truth Network, just $50 buys one of these radios. And oh my goodness, someday in heaven we'll be talking to people that... the radio you bought me, it got me here. It's 888, the number again, I'll give it out one more time, is 888-988-5656. So Kelly, what was the story or testimony that really got your heart?
Well, I think one that's always going to stick with me was when we visited Malawi and we were giving out radios, and one of the men who came to receive a radio, we got to record his testimony, and he shared about how he was unable to walk. He had problems with his legs. He'd seen a few doctors, and they had told him, there's nothing we can do. You're never going to be able to be healed and walk again. And he was, of course, disheartened to hear that, but he would listen to TWR, and it would encourage him. And then there was a specific program that he would listen to on Friday nights that had pastors that would invite people to call in and ask for prayer, and they would pray with people. And they were specifically at one night praying about healing and telling people, lay your hands on where you're injured and pray, and we will pray with you. And so this man, Oliver, decided to do that himself. He laid hands on his legs and he prayed for healing, and he felt peace, and he continued to pray. And when we saw him, he was carrying his walking stick around, but he wasn't using it at all. God had healed him. God had just encouraged him, brought him peace, and he was able to share with others how, God had worked through the radio to reach him and through prayers and heal him in a way that he thought he would never be able to be healed. And that always just amazes me to hear that story, because we don't really look for those things in our culture. We don't really expect miraculous healing. And if we do, we maybe look for a medical reason to explain. Every once in a while, you get to see some cool moments of healing. But God works in amazing ways, and it's always wonderful to see those reminders in other contexts. This man, he didn't have any other option but to pray. And really, that should always be our first go-to, is to pray to the Lord and ask him for things, and to just turn things over, turn ourselves, turn our lives over to him. And that's what Oliver did. And he was just such an amazing walking testimony of God's goodness and of, God's grace.
Tiana, I think about, how many people have heard his testimony now and think, there must be something to that.
Yeah.
And clearly, I'm sure that he's like a walking billboard for
yeah.
for Trans World Radio and the gospel, right? Because ultimately that's where it did. And so I don't think there's any discounting, not only that God puts it on your heart to prayerfully give, but also to pray that God changes hearts in Africa and changes hearts through, you know, what goes on, the programming and those kind of things at Trans World Radio. And that's a really, really important part of it, is that people hear this in their own language, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not a whole lot in certain languages. Some languages, the program will go on the air at TWR, and it's the only place they can access content in their heart language. And it's the whole idea of a heart language, I think, is just so important. You know, my heart language is English. It's the only language I've ever really spoken, other than, you know, a few Spanish classes in high school. And it's how I best understand. It's how I think. It's how I feel. That's the language I think and feel in and can understand nuances and all these different things. And we broadcast in English. There's people throughout Africa that speak English, and so they can understand it, but they can't fully know it and grasp the truth of God's word in the same way without hearing it in their heart language, the language in which they feel and they speak and communicate with those that they love and they're closest to. But if you can't communicate with God that way, it feels like he's far. It feels like he's distant. But to be able to hear his words to you, to us, in your heart language, I don't think you can put a price on that. I think that is an incredible gift that we take for granted a lot of the time. But there's people in countries in Africa that speak a language that the gospel's never been translated into. And, you know, we want to continue that work and those efforts. And once it's there, we want people to be able to hear. And that's your part, making sure people can actually hear. You're basically being a missionary to someone in Africa when you give the gift of a $50 wind-up radio. It's a conduit for God's word. It's a way to get the word of God to people who desperately need it and don't have access to it any other way.
Oh, I know. When I've traveled overseas and after, you know, you've been immersed in the culture, when all of a sudden you hear English from any corner, gravitate to that, like, look, you know, I want to go. So you can imagine, you know, as they're flipping through the different channels of their radio, and who knows what in the world, you know, they're actually listening to. And then all of a sudden, man, there's their language. And so what are these people saying? Like, it's got that automatic, you know, feed into them. And so the programming itself, I suppose the pastors are actually of that language or whatever, right?
Yeah, like I mentioned, the Friday Night Live was the program that Oliver listened to and heard from the pastors. Those are local pastors from local communities there speaking in the local language. And so it's pastors that those people know. Maybe they don't go to their church, but they know of them in their village, and now they're hearing them on the radio. And you know, that can speak into their life in such a special way. And so I think one thing I love about TWR is we are diligent to make sure that whatever programming we're doing, we are considering the culture, we're considering the people. We're not just saying, let's westernize everything and make it all the way we think it should be. You know, we're listening to the people. We're letting them minister to their brothers and sisters, and knowing that it's important for that to be done, yes, in their heart language and also within the context of their culture and the way in which they learn, in which they just engage with each other. There's differences there to be considered, and I'm just very appreciative of the fact that, you know, TWR is just diligent to make sure we keep those things in mind.
Right, and I also think it's just all so cool that you have all those connections after having been in the, you know, continent for, I don't know how long you've been there, but a long, long, long time, and you have all the connections to the churches to get the radios distributed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is the church itself doing that?
Yeah, the ministry in Africa has been around for at least 40 years now. I think the 80s was when we really started ministry in Africa, and it's grown so much, and, you know, we're continuing to grow. I know that our President Lauren B. wants to keep building, keep getting further into different parts where we're not quite reaching it on the continent, and that's happening. You know, we're excited about how God's going to keep growing the ministry and keep getting his word out. You know, we want the whole world to hear.
Yeah, it's so there's such cool things that are going on all around the world, really, with so many different ways that God is reaching people. And so what's another story that stands out to you?
Well, one thing that I never really thought of too much until I started, you know, being a part of this project and sharing about it on the radio, was just the different religions and practices in different parts of the world that we don't really encounter much here. And I'm going to read this one testimony from a listener. They said, "I thank you for your program Through the Bible that brought light." Through the Bible is a program that we do in many, many languages throughout many parts of the world. And it takes people, I think over the course of 5 years, it goes through the entire Bible. But they say it brought light to my life. I was lost in fetishes, voodoo, and a lot of other occult practices. Now I know that there is a God over all these gods after whom I would run. I already abandoned the past of the fetishes and the occult practices, but I have some difficulties with voodoo. Please help me rid myself of voodoo completely." And the one thing I really just love about this testimony is this is someone who comes from a different background. They have been so caught up in things like voodoo and other practices, but they understand there's a God who loves them. There's a God who created them that they need to serve. Yet there's still these things in their past that are there and that are a struggle, and it's a journey. It really is. It's, you know, the Lord says, come as you are, cast your cares on me, and he is who works in us and changes us. So, you know, this person, they're still needing to learn and to grow and to rid themselves of those, the former things, taking off the former flesh and all of that. And knowing that the radio is there each and every day. It's not just someone stopped in and shared the gospel with them and then left and they never heard from them again. Radio is there every day for them to turn to, for them to listen and hear God's word so they can be, you know, 20 years down the road and they've been able to listen to the radio every day and their life is just transformed because they've heard the word of God and God has used that through his spirit to change their lives. So growth is one of the things that I get so excited about when I think about people having access to radios. It's access to the opportunity to grow in God's word.
Yeah, every single day. Again, we are so grateful for your partnership with us in this, both in prayer, as we can be praying for Transworld Radio and for this project, but also, obviously, if God puts it on your heart, as we talked about, for just $50, you get, you know, to give a radio, which could change, you know, not just one life, but lots of them. Or, you know, you do 10 for 500. However that works, you can call 888-988-5656. That's 888-988-5656. Or, again, as always, you can just go to truthnetwork.com, right? And you'll see that Africa Needs Jesus banner right there. Just click on that. It'll take you right there where you can donate easy enough. So we'll be right back with a lot more from Kelly and Transworld Radio.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Well, welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we have a special Easter edition of that. And again, this show is not live today because it's kind of a special treat for us to have a day off for Easter and our producers to have a day off for Easter. So there's no need to call in today because today's show is not live. But it's still a treat because we have Transworld Radio and we get to hear what God is doing around the world, specific in Africa, because as we've talked about here for the last month on the Truth Network, we're partnering with Transworld Radio because Africa needs Jesus, and it's amazing the things that he's doing there. And we're in the middle of a campaign, and we'd very much like for your participation, or participation, either one of those. So Kelly, you know, one of the really neat things you got to do, you told us a little bit earlier, was visit this school for the blind, and I can't imagine what that was like.
Oh, yeah, that was seared into my brain. I'm never going to forget that moment of being there with those kids. They were just so excited to see us, to have us there, the people that run the school, how blessed they were. I'll never forget the Minister of Education that was there. He said he was just so happy to have us making a fellowship together. And that really stuck with us because, you know, we think a fellowship, that's where you go, the fellowship hall, that's where you go eat food together, right? You know, that's where you hang out at church. But a fellowship is coming together with a common purpose to further that purpose and to do it together and to join hands in a really cool way. So that really stuck with us. And, you know, we got to do that with this school. You know, they're trying to reach these kids and nurture and encourage them. And we wanted to do the same through coming and giving the radios. And it was the Equindini School for the Visually Impaired. So you had kids who were completely unable to see and then others that just, you know, weren't able to see well. And they were all kind of paired up with each other in that way. So that one kid who could see somewhat was with a kid who couldn't see at all. And they were having a good buddy system going. But we all got in there and sat down, and the first thing that happened was the kids sang for us. Uh-huh. And it was the most beautiful sound. It still gets stuck in my head sometimes. If you go to, you know, Truth Network, you go to the website and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner, it'll take you to our page, and a video of our time in Africa is on there. And I put that together so you can hear the kids singing in the background throughout the video. And so it gets stuck in my head sometimes, and it was just beautiful. One of the songs was, "I Have My Own, and It Is Jesus." And the other was about being together and just really beautiful truths and beautiful voices singing those words, like very heartfelt, very full and echoing in this concrete room that had obviously been done and built by some other ministry group that came because there were Little Mermaid characters painted along the wall. And it was just really fun to be there and to hear from these kids and to hear why it meant so much to them to receive a radio. A few of them stood up after they sang and shared why it meant something to them to get a radio. And, you know, it's not just a cool gadget. You know, it isn't a cool gadget, but it's access to the truth. It's access to God's word. And, you know, for them, it's access to the outside world, what they're going to face when they age out, when they go out into the real world. It's not going to be easy for these kids at all. That world is not made to facilitate their, you know, livelihood and to be able to help them and give them a good, solid life. They're going to face a lot of hardship. And giving them the ability to learn and to know what's out there is one thing. But also, you know, more importantly, I think, is the gospel, is allowing them to have the Lord in their life to lean on Him, to know He loves them and that they have worth and value in Him and that He created them is so important and a really priceless gift that we can give to these kids. And so we were able to distribute radios to them, and they were, you know, wandering around so excited. I think on that African Needs Jesus banner is one of the kids that we gave a radio to when we were at that school. It's something I will definitely never forget. And one of the things I think that really sticks out to me too is that we were short a few radios. We were five short with how many kids were there versus how many we brought. And Victor, who leads our ministry, asked if there were any kids who would be willing to, you know, wait till the next time. And five little girls raised their hands, and I was like, "You go, girls." Wow. And they said that they would wait to next time to receive their radios. So I believe that radios have gone back to that school now, and so hopefully they've gotten their radios. But more kids like that, more people, they need their radios. They need access to God's word. And so your gift of $50, $100, $500, get radios to people in Africa, and all you have to do is call 888-988-5656.
Yeah, and you know, I taught special needs at our church for about 20 some odd years. And one of the young men, well, they were mostly adults. And one of them's name is Andrew. And if you're a regular listener to my show or the Christian Car Guy, you would not be unfamiliar with Andrew because he often calls in with a weather report because he's both blind, but he also has some other birth defects where, he's special needs. But, you know, for his world, the radio is almost like a lifeline because if you think about it, for somebody that's blind, I mean, you know, there is their connection. And so for them to have that kind of regular connection that you're talking about, you know, it's there every day, and they can begin to learn how to enter into a relationship with Jesus. And then they can tune into the ultimate radio station, WGOD, And, you know, like, wow. And Andrew, you know, you think about it, he's listened to the Truth Network ever since I've known him. And I know what a joy it is for our Truth listeners to be able to hear this. And it was really, really cool that we can share this gift with people in Africa. And believe me when I tell you, there are so many people out there that the radio is a lifeline, right? It's their connection mm-hmm. to civilization. It's their connection to feeling like, you know, they're part of the world and what's going on. And so, wow, what a gift to really, really change their world. And for, you know, you think about those young kids to have a radio, man. I mean, it's just really, really, really cool. So getting back to the programming, Kelly, I'm interested about some of the other programming. You know, it's pretty cool. You got 24 hours to fill. And how do you go about doing that in Africa?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things is that we don't always have 24 hours to fill. A lot of these stations, they can only be on the air certain times of the day, or we're buying time on a signal somewhere. So we have different blocks of time that were on the air, and every single bit of that time is precious, and people know when their language is on and they're going to tune in and make sure, well, 2 o'clock, I got to listen because that's when my language is on. So it's broken up like that on a lot of these stations for people to be able to listen and to hear in their heart language. And, you know, a lot of the cases, there's only so much we have in certain languages. And, you know, we hope and pray that those things grow and we are able to get more and more people, more and more access to programming in their language. And one of those that's growing a lot and consistently being translated into other languages is The Way of Righteousness. And that is a program that is specifically designed to reach people from a Muslim background who they know a lot about prophet and things like that. That's very important to them. And so it takes you through the prophets. And what do the prophets do? They point to Christ. That's what you see consistently throughout the Old Testament, these prophets that are pointing to the coming of Christ. And so that's what this program does. It points people to Christ who mostly come from a Muslim background.
And it leads them
through all these different prophets until it gets to Jesus and goes, hey, he's not just a prophet like all these other prophets. He's the Savior. He is the Son of God. And we hear incredible testimonies of people who have listened to The Way of Righteousness. There's certain countries in Africa that are very heavily Muslim. I know up in Nigeria, there's a lot of that. And there's actually a lot of persecution in Nigeria as well. Different parts of Malawi are heavily Muslim, in all of these different countries. You'll see that a lot. So making sure that we have that in multiple languages is important.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we can reach those people with the gospel. Other things I know in, Malawi in particular, they have special programs that they do that are for families and for marriage to help people understand what it means to, you know, have a marriage founded in biblical truth and what God wants has for that and how he's designed marriage. And we hear testimonies of people who they might, you know.
Kelly, I hate to jump in, but we got to go to another break. Again, that number to call in is 888-988-5656, 888-988-5656. Remember, $50 gives one of these radios. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And on this Easter edition, it doesn't have to be live, so there's no need to call in. We've got Kelly Gilbert with Transworld Radio. How fun. We're talking about Africa needs Jesus. These wind-up radios. And so speaking of the radios, give us a little more insight on these radios.
Well, these are some pretty cool radios. They are wind-up, as we've mentioned a few different times. And these radios, the same radio costs about, you know, $53 on Amazon, but for $50, it'll cover purchasing, shipping, import taxes, distribution, all that stuff. So it's a pretty good deal. And they're wind up. They have a couple different ways to listen. There's AM, FM, and shortwave that they can switch between to get those different types of signals. And that works well because we have a lot of different types of signals across Africa that we are broadcasting. And then another cool thing is that it has a flashlight on it too. And we've said before that, you know, there's not a lot of electricity in parts of Africa. And these people that we are giving these radios to are people who don't have the means to get their own radio, and so likely don't really have the means to pay for electricity on a very consistent basis. So having something like that is a really, really special gift as well. But they've got a nice little handle on the top. They have a crank on the side that you wind it up, and it charges it up, and you can listen for a couple hours. Got a nice long antenna. So I know people who've seen people listening, and it'll be hanging from a tree or hanging from the horn on an ox, and when they're out in the field and everybody's listening to TWR, they're listening to God's word on the radio. And you know, like we said, these don't require electricity. They don't need new batteries. You just wind it up and it keeps on playing. And I know some places as well, we do solar powered radios, that are, you know, you don't need batteries or electricity for that either. You just need some sunlight. And so those are really helpful in reaching people, and it's not something that will put them out in any way. There's, you know, no cost to them, as we like to say, no cost to you to have this radio. So they're really special gifts, really, and it's a gift that keeps on giving because it's access to the gospel and to God's word, and that's a pretty special gift. And they, as we said, they're $50 each. Typically, we can distribute, when I was in Africa, we were doing 30 to 40 radios at each stop we made. So, I mean, if you wanted to, you know, reach deep and give enough to cover, you know, a whole distribution of radios, you know, maybe 40 radios, a $2,000 gift, maybe that's something you can do. Maybe you're like, man, I can do one radio. Whatever it is that you can do, I mean, that makes a difference. It has an impact. And we'd love to have you involved and take this opportunity to be a missionary to people in Africa through radio.
Yeah, that number again is 888-988-5656. That's 888-988-5656. Or you can go to truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner. And if you do that, you're going to find all sorts of other resources like Kelly talked about. There's videos there of what's going on. You can see the radio for yourself and all sorts of neat things of what's going on with your investment, right, Kelly?
Yeah, absolutely. If you just go click on that link, like you said, there's a video there you can watch. You can read some more information. And we've been able to get some updates recently. We had a couple of different members of our team from South Africa come through in the recent weeks for different meetings and to hear stories of how the radios have been distributed. We've been doing this for a while, and to know that, you know, 100 radios went here, 200 went here. There's been some contact with a group, and I can't remember what country this is in, but a group of pygmy people who don't really like outsiders, don't like people coming in, but were able to connect with a local pastor, and he's been able to go in and distribute listening devices to them as well, and to reach those people. That's an unreached group of people, and we've got content in their language, and so they're hearing the gospel for the first time, and that's a pretty incredible thing to be a part of, to know that people are now hearing the gospel for the first time that never have before, and that, you know, God uses us to do that is a pretty special thing. So that's happened. We just went on the air in Cote d'Ivoire, which is the Ivory Coast area, and that has been amazing. People are so excited to be able to tune in and hear God's word. We're just growing, expanding, watching God do amazing work.
Right, and again, with your help, with, you know, the Truth Network's been part of this ever since I've been working for the Truth Network, nearly 20 years now. And it's amazing what all God has continued to do and is doing prayerfully with all of us to get a chance to partner with what God's doing. And I've always loved that saying that, you know, find out what God's doing and get in on it. Well, here you go. And so we just have about a minute left. Kelly, your last thoughts.
Well, I just am always so grateful for how people get excited about what God's doing, wanting to get involved, knowing I can't get to Africa, but I can do something. You know, God calls us to, when before he ascended into heaven, he told us to go into all the world, preach the gospel to all nations. And we can't always go everywhere, but we can do something. God can use us, and, you know, just ask that you pray about it. Think about how God wants to use you. Step out in faith. Give the best way that you can. And then pray for the people. Pray for the people in Africa who are doing the ministry, and for the people who are tuning in, who are listening, who are maybe catching the gospel in their heart language for the very first time. I just pray that God would plant all those seeds and use this ministry to do it. And, you know, pray about how you can be a part of it.
Awesome. Well, again, we just thank you so much for listening today. As always, it's our listeners that make the Truth Network, and we're just grateful for you. And right now, you can stay tuned because you got so much truth coming at you. Encouraging prayer, followed by Masculine Journey, followed by Man Up with Nikita Koloff. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.